Dr. Wayne Pond is straight ahead. Maybe that's why I'm so discombobulated this morning. Dr. Pond, say the word for us, would you, buddy? How you doing?
Monday morning wrong button syndrome is infamous in the industry, isn't it,
Ron? You have no idea how many wrong buttons
there
have been this morning.
I have distant memories myself, and you provide us with an example or two often enough to refresh the memory. So.
Well, thank you very much. It's called live radio.
It certainly is. Well, here's a Monday morning word, if I've ever heard of one. Guys, the word of the day is recalcitrant. Recalcitrant. Ron, you remember that when you were growing up. Big people used to call you recalcitrant, didn't they?
Well, isn't that, does that mean like rebellious or... Mischievous?
Recalcitrant actually is all about obstinacy, defiance, somebody who defies authority or restraint. That's Ron's stuff, if I've got my words right. Somebody who's difficult to manage or to operate.
Well, that's the way I was when I was in school, I guess, you know. I was always called... I never did anything really bad, but I was sometimes getting kicked out of class for making everybody laugh and being in the back of the room causing a disturbance, you know, that kind of thing.
Just a little Rolling Stone headed for DJ dreaminess and fame.
I'm not proud of it.
All right, well, once again, recalcitrant, your word of the day, R-E-C-A-L... C-I-T-R-A-N-T. Bit of a mouthful for a Monday morning, but that's what Monday mornings are all about. R-E-C-A-L-C-I-T-R-A-N-T. Recalcitrant, by the by, is an adjective. And again, it's all about being obstinate or defiant, particularly of authority, somebody who doesn't want to be restrained, difficult to manage or operate.
Hey, I got the perfect example of being recalcitrant.
And you talk about that storm that's been terrifying the country south of us?
That too, but AJ can vouch for this. I was talking earlier this morning about how the UNC Board of Governors, you know, they made that vote on Friday, and Mark Dornison was speaking, and somebody said, "You're out of order!" And Mark Dornison said, "You're out of order!" And I don't blame him. But
that sounds like wasn't that the famous Al Pacino scene in Dog Day Afternoon?
I guess you're right. Yeah,
that's what comes to mind. Well, recalcitrant when you're describing the incredibly stupid move that the Board of Governors just made. Recalcitrant is being polite. In case, is that too subtle for you, Ron? Do you get my drift?
That was really subtle, man. I think I can probably figure out where you stand on that issue.
Yeah. These people need to go look up the definition of university and begin again. So, All right, that's another story.
How can you stand up and say you support civil rights and then cast that vote? I don't understand that.
But, well, that's only the beginning. Hey, listen, guys, have a good one. Take care. I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.